My name is Maurice Stiefel.
Rank?
Cadet Corporal.
Cadets, welcome back to our new recruits. Listen carefully, because I will only say this once. Training will begin twice weekly on a Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, immediately after final lessons. Do not be late.
You're 16. Why did you join the Army Cadet Force?
To serve my country.
At 16? Interesting. You know you can't truly serve your country for another 2 years.
I want to be ready.
You will undergo vigorous training exercises. Those who cannot compete will be dropped. I have no time for slackers. I have no time for jokers. I have no time for losers!
Have you got family in the cadets?
My brother joined when he was at school.
His rank?
Cadet Sergeant.
Failure is not an option. There are no second chances. The Un will not take pity, so neither will I. One day you will graduate to battle to fight for your king and country. Those who succeed here will be the pride of the nation.
Ah, yes, Cadet Sergeant Stiefel. A rank higher than you, I presume he's now on the front line.
No.
And why not?
He was killed at Verdun.
Those who fail will be cannon fodder for the enemy. I repeat, failure is not an option. Failure is not an option!
Next. Take a seat. Melchior Gabor.
Yes, sir.
Rank?
Cadet Corporal.
You joined along with that Stiefel fellow.
Moritz. Yes, sir. We signed up 2 years ago.
Your reason for joining?
I was made to. They told me I had to.
Who? Your parents?
The school.
I wasn't aware this school forced anybody to sign up. Oh, you've been here 2 years. Did your family move?
No. I've always lived in London.
And your previous educational establishment, where was that?
St John's College.
St John's? Well, that's less than 2 miles away. And a finer establishment, I should say. What brought you here? Your grades were good enough from what it says here.
I wasn't suited to it there.
Oh, you mean you were expelled? Well, you've made a fresh start with the ACF anyway. The best way to learn discipline for a young man is through basic army training, rigorous exercise and mental stimulation.
Yes, sir.
Well, have you learned discipline?
I believe so. Yes, sir.
We must hurry, or we'll be late.
You're right. Classes are quiet enough as it is without our absence. Madame Rousson would be most displeased.
I hear she's looking to recruit, boost numbers and all that.
I heard she's targeting the boys' school.
Whatever for? Boys don't paint. They shall have no interest, I imagine.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I am certain that boys have no great love of art. They would have no interest in coming.
For the art? No. But I imagine there are other reasons which could convince them to come along. I mean, look at them. They're not boys anymore. I imagine there are other areas they would like to put their exertions in on the rugby field.
Whatever do you mean, Wendler?
Why, us, of course.
That's horrid.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Thea. I can't wait to meet them. It's awfully cramped at our school. Headmistress would keep us ignorant forever if she had her way. Do you know that boy, Wendler? He keeps glancing over, the odd-looking chap.
You're right, I do know him. A boy called Moritz Stiefel, something like that. I used to know him as a little girl. His father was friends of mine and he used to come round ours for tea in the summer. You're right, he was a bit strange. Not in a bad way, mind, just quiet. Always looked like he'd seen a ghost. Maybe that's what I was to him. Something terrifying.
He looks weird.
No, he's not. He always struck me as being rather sad. His mother died before I can remember. His father couldn't have been the easiest person to grow up with either.